Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, time to talk preps now. Chris Lilly from Cake TV joining us, as he does every Thursday. Another big weekend in high school football. Welcome back to the show, Chris. How are you?
Great. Doing awesome. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing good. What stuck out to you team-wise last weekend? Who impressed you?
Yeah, first off, you know, obviously the big story was Weston Sharks beating Cape and O'Connell for the first time in 19 years, and they get them, you know, a big 34-0 win. That was, you know, just an awesome win for them. And afterwards, it was funny because Sharks told, you know, our reporter, you know, I want to be interviewed. You know, that means we're playing in big games. I've been waiting for moments like this. You know, I told our team just like how important this is for our program.
So that's a long drought against one team too. So that had to feel extra good beating Capen finally.
Yeah. 19 years. Yeah. I can't imagine. And the players afterwards were smiling, you know, ear to ear, rightfully so. And they were like, this is the most fun we've had in a long time. So look out for the Pioneers as they look to keep things rolling along.
Well, how intriguing then is their matchup against Bishop Carroll this weekend with that in mind?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of I have circled is to see just how they can, you know, play in, you know, week three after having that emotional win in week two. Bishop Carroll is a very good team, and, you know, them and Northwest are going to be, you know, at the top of the City League, and this could be West's chance to get up there this year if they knock off a beatable Bishop Carroll team. So, I think Sharks will have them ready to go. It could be a fun game.
It'll be tough. I don't know. Will it be tough, Chris, for them not to look ahead because Northwest is after that? This is a bear of a two-game stretch here between the two best teams in the City League and one of the up-and-comers in Wichita West coming off of a shutout, but now you got not only Bishop Carroll, but then Northwest the next week. That's a big ask for these Pioneers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a gauntlet of a two games, and Sharks actually also, he called it, you know, in jest, he called them the schoolyard bullies, Carroll and Northwest, because, you know, they're so good year in and year out. But, I don't think they're going to be overlooking Bishop Carroll because you can't. They're such a good team. Historically and this year, they've got, you know, some weapons that they need and everything. I don't think there's a chance they overlook Bishop Carroll, but that is a tough two-game stretch. We'll see really how good they are over the next 2 weeks.
Chris, who's been jumping out at you? I know that you like Mays South, Andover Central, maybe another team that you're paying attention to. Just talk about their emergence. You're talking about two programs that are generally pretty competitive anyway, but what are you seeing from them that maybe move the needle a little bit more for you?
Yeah. I'll start with the Mays South. And, you know, we figured that they would be pretty good headed into this year with so many returns they had from last year and the way that they ended 2018. But, you know, they've been impressive through two games so far, you know, whether it was scoring 40 points to beat, you know, Wichita Heights in week one, and then having kind of a total opposite game in week two in which they beat Andover 14-7, kind of, you know, a lower scoring defensive battle. So it was, I've liked, you know, the way that they've won in both ways so far this season, and they're kind of continue to roll along. And then Andover Central, yeah, they might be one of the more surprising teams that it's 2-0, and they get an awesome game this week against Goddard, which is our game of the week. But Andover Central, you know, they've got some experience and they have some really, really good athletes like Xavier Bell. Last week, they did an awesome reverse option toss to him as he was coming back, and he threw like a 40-yard bomb for a touchdown. Like when you have guys like that, it's tough to beat. And their defense, you know, they've yet to give up more than a touchdown. They've given up 7 points in week one, 2 points last week. So they're Andover Central. the Jaguars are a really good team.
They're an interesting study, too. We're talking to Chris Lilly from Cake 10, talking high school football. Andover Central, they got a first-year head coach, beat Augusta, beat Eisenhower. But Goddard has a lot of skins on the wall, coming off an excellent season a year ago. And correct me, I think Goddard clipped him twice, once in the regular season, and then they played him in the regional round, beat him 21-7. So it's no surprise why this is your game of the week. And I suppose it, the loser of this game, whoever it is, needs to keep in mind there's certainly, number one, no shame in losing this game, but the season's certainly far from over. And even if you come up short, you still feel like you got a pretty good team, regardless of who wins and loses.
Yeah, for sure. And this is a good another good like measuring stick game, as you will, just to kind of gauge where they're at and what they have to work on for whoever comes out on the other end of the losing this game. Because Goddard, they've put back to back dominating performances in the 48-0 win over Arc City last week. They kind of put everything together after maybe a little closer week one win over East. But they're led by Kyler Simrad, who's kind of been a guy that's been really, really impressive so far this year. You know, as a junior, he's kind of taken that next step as the quarterback for the Lions. He's thrown for 608 yards through two games, which I don't know if it leads the state right now in passing yards. So when you have a guy like that that can sling it around and lead your offense, you're really tough to beat, and they've showed that through 2 weeks. So this will be an awesome game, I'm expecting, on Friday night.
All right, Newton goes to Derby, and, you take your best shot against Derby. You're going down into maybe, I think, the toughest place to play in the entire state, down at Derby. It's such a great atmosphere. And then you got to deal with Derby, which is one of the most well-coached and deepest teams in the state. Where's your level of interest in the Railers going on to take on the Panthers?
Yeah, well, after saying last week that Salina Central could possibly, maybe could have put points on the board against Derby, the Panthers said, "Oh yeah," and they go and win 48-0, making you look silly. So, Derby, they're going to continue to roll until they don't. I think that's going to continue pretty much until the end of the year against their matchup against Mays to end the season. But yeah, Derby, too good, too, like you said, so well coached, so deep that they're a great team once again.
Mays a heavy favorite against campus coming up?
Yeah, the Mays has been another team that's just put dominant performances together, and haven't really missed a beat without some of their seniors that graduated last year, and they're proven once again that they're one of the top teams in the ABCTL and in 5A. Their offense is putting up points, defense is playing great. So yeah, Mays should have no issues with campus.
I love the Salina South, Salina Central game, even if you've got teams that maybe aren't at the height of their powers. I go back to the years and the days of Kenny Stonebreaker at South and Marvin Diener at Salina Central. When that game really had a lot to do with 5A supremacy in the state of Kansas, how does that game stack up this weekend?
Yeah, that's something that obviously neither team has had the start that they wanted, but at least one team will come out with their first win after this week. And when it's this rivalry game, Salina South, Salina Central, both teams obviously it means a lot to each of them. So, might not have that state meaningfulness to it like it has in the past,
right.
Whether it be for the playoff seating and whatnot, but it still means a lot to that community. So that'll be a good game, and like I said, one team at the very least comes away with their first win of the year, so that's something to hang your hat on to get going in the right direction.
Cake Sports' Chris Lilly joins us every Thursday talking preps, talking football right now. And in years past, Chris, East, if you had them on the schedule, you could probably count on at least a bounce back to be able to put up some points, if not win outright. But Capen has been offensively challenged in both games that they've played, including a squeaker of a win over Southeast. Is this a get-right game for Capen, or has East got a little something for them?
Yeah, they're both kind of a little Jekyll and Hyde teams almost. Yeah, that you would think Capen, should be getting going here. They lose to a tough West team, okay. But, we'll see this week. And then East, they looked decent in week one against May South, and then last week they get torched by Northwest, like 78-7, whatever the score was.
It could have been worse too, by the way. Yeah,
exactly. So I thought East could put up some points, but they showed that they couldn't against a good defense. So this is one that I have no idea what to expect in, because East has a decent quarterback, but, you know, he's a sophomore, so he's prone to mistakes, which he showed last week. And, you know, he had three interceptions in the first quarter. But if, you know, he can get past that, I think they could move the ball against Capen. But Capen's one of those teams, too, that year in and year out, they've got something to hang their hat on. Good defense and Coach Aylard having his team being ready to play.
All right. And finally, for me, at least anyway, Chris, what does Dodge City bring to Heights tonight?
Yeah, that'll be a good one to watch, because, you know, the Red Demons, they're 2-0, and we'll see just kind of how good they are as well as they go up against the Heights team that has struggled for the most part through two games. So I'm interested to go out and see just how good they are, and if they should, by, you know, how they've played their first two games, get past Heights. But they'll see, you know, just how good and smooth and everything they look against the Heights team that can run the ball, and they have some athletes on the team.
Chris Lilly from Cake Sports, appreciate the knowledge. We'll catch up with you again next week. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good week.
All right,
thanks, Chris.
Another couple of games on the docket that didn't quite make the list. Wichita Northwest continuing to steamroll. They play actually a 2-0 Great Bend team, but they figure to win that one. They put up about 48 on Great Bend when they played last year. And kudos to Jad Chambers' alma mater. Clearwater is 2-0, looking for their first 3-0 start since 2011. They take their show on the road to
Wellington. Well, that's in spite of having Jad as one of their alumni, right?
More or less.
They go to Wellington. This is their first road game. They beat Rose Hill and Mulvane at home. Big early test for the Clearwater Indians. See if they're for real or not, Jad. Good luck to you guys.
We'll see. We'll see if it, you know, this will probably show us whether or not we can really say, hey, maybe
that's
we're
a
something
tough
this
test
year.
Going to Wellington.
Yeah,
tough
test. They were in the 4A state quarterfinals last year before Goddard beat them. That's Wellington. But Wellington got punched in the face by Collegiate in week one. So I think we're still just kind of sorting some stuff out in high school football. The guys at the very top, you know, Derby and Northwest we know about, but that Wichita West Bishop Carroll game years and years ago wouldn't have meant much to you, but 2019, it's one of the best in the city. As Western Charts got the Pioneers rolling after they shut out Capen. So still sorting a few things out in the preps. When we come back, we'll find out what happened on this day in sports history. Forgot to reveal a State Farm picks. I'll roll those out for you. Let you know the games we're going to pick starting tomorrow. And that's Terry Johnson, I think, is picking for State Farm. Before we do, we need to give away some Godsmack tickets. So, Jad, at the ready. Caller number 5-869-1240 next Wednesday at Intrust Bank Arena. Godsmack and Hailstorm coming to IBA. Free tickets for you on the line, 869-1240. Good luck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.